I do want to talk about feelings today. Where do you take your feelings? Where do you take your emotions? You know, you think about sometimes our emotions, our feelings bottle up inside of us, and you need an outlet. You can't just keep all this stuff inside of you. And that's why I'm asking the question, where do you take your feelings? Someone said that the average person tells himself 200 lies a day. I got to thinking about that. I thought, well, how many feelings does a person feel per day? I mean, you think about the whole baggage of emotions that can come your way in a given day. There's probably a lot of different things you can feel during a day. And so I'm going to be talking about maybe managing your feelings, the ability to manage your feelings. There are times when I just think, and I don't know why, I just think I don't feel good. I'm not sick. The sun is out like today. It's a beautiful day. And yet I just don't feel good. And I can't explain what's going on. I don't know. There's no logical reason as to why I should be feeling these emotions. Now, I think as children, we're probably taught to hide our feelings. You know, I mean, it's like, real men don't cry. You probably heard of that. Real men don't cry. But, you know, that's not true. And so, you know, don't you ever get angry. Don't you ever raise your voice. Don't you ever do that. You shouldn't cry. What are you, a wimp or something? Or someone criticizes you for an emotion that you're feeling. And I think as a people, we learn to hide our emotions. We learn to hide those feelings and maybe not even deal with them. Now, I was looking at a list of feelings here that we can feel in any given day. One is afraid, feeling regret, apprehension, or fear. Ashamed, having guilt or feeling disgraced or distressed. Cautious is another feeling. This means slow to act or careful. And sometimes we can be too cautious and maybe let opportunities pass by us. Clueless. That was a good one. Alicia asked me what was the name of my sermon. I was clueless at the feast. You know, I couldn't even think of it. Anytime people ask me, I mean, I bet someone could come up right after the feast and say, what was the name of your sermon? I probably couldn't tell them. But clueless, you know, not understanding or knowing. Confused is another feeling. Not being able to think rationally or clearly. Determined. Okay, that's a feeling. Persistent, stubborn, resolved, devastated, a feeling of shock where you are overcome and distressed. Empowered is another feeling we can have, feeling you have the power or ability to act. Okay, some of these are good, some of these are bad, some of these, but they're all things that come our way. Jealous. This is a feeling of resentment toward another for what you consider to be undeserved wealth, favor, or success. Moody. This refers to any feeling that are, you know, depressed, despondent, or sullen. Again, moody. And you've met people who are on, and I think someone said my father was sort of like this, you know, on an emotional roller coaster. You know, up and down, up and down, up and down. But when I think about it, that's probably how feelings are. I mean, they're... It's just throughout your life. You've got feelings when you're up and then feelings when you're down. But what do you do with your feelings? Where do you take your feelings? How do you manage your feelings? Numb is another feeling. This is a lack of feeling of emotions where you are indifferent. Paranoid. Feeling strong distrust or fear of others. Paranoid. Sedated. This is a feeling, you know, calm or serene where nothing disturbs you. That's a good feeling. You know, you're not bothered by anything. Sometimes we get like that. Vibrant is another feeling. Having a lot of enthusiasm, being lively or vigorous. So one of the things that I think that I have sort of come to, and you'll sort of have to hear me out when I say this. Let me try to explain it here. There's really nothing you can do about the feelings that come your way every day. I mean, they're going to come. I mean, it's sort of like making the decision that from now on, I'm going to be happy every day. Well, you can't do that, because when you get the news that somebody you love has died or something bad, you know, you're not going to be happy. So you can't just wake up and say, from now on, I'm going to feel happy every day. Or it would be like saying, from now on, I'm never going to sleep. There's not enough hours in the day. So I'm going to make a decision never to sleep. You can't do that. In a way, you can't control the feelings that come into your life on a daily basis. But I do believe you can manage your feelings, which I'm going to talk about that. Now, I do believe that circumstances of life has a lot to do with the way you feel, whatever your circumstances are. Have you ever had this to happen? You're down and out. You're depressed. You may not know why. And all of a sudden, someone calls and gives you some good news. And all of a sudden, boom, you are feeling totally different. A sort of, you know, of course she's not here, Angela's not here today, but she has a sort of a gift of calling, checking up, and uplifting people. And many times she, you know, she's called and just, you know, and it happens, you know, like when I talk to Greg. I don't talk to Greg a lot, but he has a good sense of humor. And usually if I talk to Greg, he's going to make me laugh. And so I can start feeling better again. But, you know, here you are, you're feeling down and out, and all of a sudden someone calls and they give you some news or good news or tell you a joke or something, and all of a sudden you're feeling totally different. Now, I'm going to give you some examples here of methods people use to avoid feeling their emotions. One is you can ignoring your feelings, pretending something hasn't happened. Overeating is one of the ways we deal with our feelings. Eating foods loaded with sugar and fat. Excessive drinking of alcohol. Excessive use of recreational drugs. Using prescription drugs such as tranquilizer or Prozac. Exercising compulsively. You ever? I knew a person like that. That they just, you know, they just, that's what they did. They exercise compulsively. Any type of compulsive behavior is how we deal with our emotions. Often, and these would be listed as wrong ways to deal with your feelings. By the way, excessive sex with or without a partner. Always keeping busy so you can't feel. You know, this might be the workaholic. Someone always working. Intellectualizing and analyzing. I've met people like that. They strain at the gnat, you know, and swallow a camel, whatever that phrase is. But, you know, they're always analyzing and, you know, intellectually stimulating or whatever, trying to figure things out. Excessive reading or watching TV. And what was it I said at the feast? I said the average person spends almost 3 hours a day watching TV. Working excessively. Keeping conversation superficial. That's interesting. Keeping it superficial. Burying anger. Angry emotions under the mask of peace and love. Burying angry emotions under the mask of peace and love. So these are all ways that we deal with our feelings. So the question is, how do you manage your emotions? How do you manage your emotions? Let's turn to Proverbs 25 and verse 28. Proverbs 25 and verse 28, because the Bible speaks to this subject. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. It says, "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." He that has no rule over his own spirit, feelings, emotions, whatever you want to say, is like a city that is broken down without walls. So the analogy is, you know, back then they had fences around their walls, around their cities, and if that wall or fence was broken down, they were vulnerable. So obviously we are to manage our feelings and emotions. Now I want to look at several scriptures here about the word feelings. That's why I call this feelings right here. I'm going to look at different translations that use this word, because if you just take the King James, really the word feeling has to do with heart, the seat of emotions. The problem with that, when you look up the word heart in the King James, you have over 800 scriptures. So I'm not going to deal with 800 scriptures today. But I want to look at feelings, these different translations that uses that word feelings, and see what we can gain from this. Okay. Now, how do you manage your feelings? Now, this is from the Contemporary English Version. It's quoting Ecclesiastes, where it says, "The dead don't know anything." There is a way to manage your feelings right here, and this is how you do it. It says, "Their love, their hate, and their jealous feelings have all disappeared with them. They never again take part in anything that happens on this earth." So if you really want to manage your feelings, what you have to do is die. I shouldn't say that. If you want to deal with them once and for all, that's what has to happen. But we're talking about, okay, where do you take your feelings? How do you manage your feelings? I wish I didn't feel like that. I wish I didn't have those that anger, that down and depressed, feeling so down and out, you know, depression, whatever. Well, there is a way to get rid of that, but you probably don't like the answer, and it's right here. It's death. Okay. Job, I thought this was encouraging. Bible Basic English, it says, "My feelings are strongly moved and give me no rest. Days of trouble have overtaken me." Now, we know the story of Job, but Job, now this is something that we can relate to. He says, "My feelings are strongly moved." You know, I sometimes think we look at men and women in the Bible who we think are great men of God or whatever, and we don't realize that they too had their feelings and emotions they had to deal with. This verse, "If I be a man of God," that was Elisha. "Let fire come down from heaven and destroy." You know, here was this man of God. What do you think he was feeling when he said, "If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you"? Well, he's feeling pretty cocky there, you know. He's feeling, you know, him and God, they're like this, you know. He had confidence in God to even say that. Next thing you read about, he's running from Jezebel. Said, "You're going to be a dead man." And he says, "God, take my life." Now, what are you feeling when you say, "God, take my life"? You're not feeling very valuable, are you? I mean, you're just like, "God, kill me." So we have to deal with this. Those emotions that come our way, your feelings that come your way, there is something you can do about them. But let's continue on here. Philippians 4 and verse 7. I think this is called an easy, I forget what this is called, this version, but anyway, ERV, easy read version or something like that. "And because you belong to Christ Jesus, God's peace will stand guard over all your thoughts and feelings. His peace can do this far better than our human minds." So our thoughts and our feelings have to be managed. That's one of the things that we get from this. And there is a power to do this, to manage your thoughts and feelings. It says God's peace will stand guard over your thoughts and feelings. So let's understand that whatever emotion is coming into your life, there is a way to deal with it, and we need to deal with our emotions and feelings. Galatians 5 and verse 24. "And because we belong to Christ, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires." Some feelings deserve to die, you know. And it says, you know, "Because you are Christ, belong to Christ, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires." Some of your emotions, feelings deserve to die. I heard this statement, I forget who said this, but I thought it was a powerful point. "You cannot be tempted by a thought you don't think." That's easier said than done, by the way. But it is true. I mean, the next time you're tempted to do something you know is wrong, just remember, you can't be tempted by a thought you don't think. So don't think it. Like I said, easier said. You know, the problem is we want to think it. We want to. Even though I know this is wrong, I want to think that thought. Colossians 3 and verse 12, I think this is a New King James Version. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender feelings of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So here is something, a type of feeling that we're supposed to put on towards one another. How do I express my feelings? I thought this was powerful here. This is Jesus, God's Word translation. He says, I am too deeply troubled now to know how to express my feelings. Should I say, Father, save me from this time of suffering? No. I came for this time of suffering. So, I mean, I got a lot of encouragement by that. Now, here's our Savior saying, I don't even know how to express this feeling, what I'm going through. You know, how to deal with this. I am too deeply troubled now to know how to express my feeling. You know, he's talking to the Father here. So hopefully you can take courage by this. Romans 8 and verse 26 tells us, also the Spirit helps us. We are very weak. But the Spirit helps us with our weakness. We don't know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself speaks to God for us. He begs God for us, speaking to Him with feelings too deep for words. Feelings too deep for words. There are feelings that cannot be put into words. And God can read our feelings. You know, it may be that some people have emotional pains that really cannot be expressed to God. And yet God knows those emotional pains. He knows what we're feeling. And I want to conclude with this one. This is a powerful verse here. For we have not a high priest who is not able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh. But we have one who has been tested in all points as we ourselves are tested, but without sin. Speaking of Jesus Christ here. So, again, you know, He can be touched with our feelings, our emotions, what we're going through. And He can help us with whatever we're going through. Now, one of the points I want you to get is this. If you get nothing else out of this message, here it is. We're talking about how do you manage your feelings. Where do you take your feelings? Here it is. Never hide your feelings from God. Never hide your feelings from God. I want to take a look at this verse here. Psalms 109, 5 through 12. Let's turn back to Psalms 109, 5 through 12. And look at an example of a man, David, who didn't hide his feelings from God. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Now you might say, well, I don't want to do this. This is sort of, I can't believe what this man said. Psalms 109 and verse 5. Now this is David concerning his enemy. Do you have enemies? Well, you probably do. You may not know it, but you have them. All right, David says concerning his enemy, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And this is what David is saying to God. God, he says, God set you a wicked man over him. Let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. And let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Man, I mean, he's laying it on the line here. This is what I want you to do, God, with my enemy. Kill him. Break his legs. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he has. In other words, let him go broke. And let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. This is brutal honesty. Was it right? Well, probably not. But the point is this. It's how he felt. And he said, God, this is how I feel. Let me tell you something. Brutal honesty will keep you in a relationship with God. If you want to know how to stay in a relationship with God, there's one way. Brutal honesty. You know, if you don't want to do something that God tells you to do, just tell God, God, I don't want to do it. Now, I tell you what religious people do when they come to this point. They build a theology around why they don't have to do what the Bible says to do. That's what much of religion is about. Much of the religion that is out there is simply a theology that explains away, this is why I don't have to do that. And it's a mind game. You know, it's playing tricks with God. You know, and it's, if you want to stay in a relationship, something you don't want to do, just say, God, I don't want to do this. And at least that will keep you in a relationship. Honesty, brutal honesty. So where do we take our feelings? Where do we take our feelings? I want to close with Psalms 139 and verse 7. Psalms 139 and verse 7. Psalms 139, and starting in verse 7, and we're going to read through verse 12. It says, whether shall I go from your spirit, or whether shall I flee from your presence? In other words, how can I get away from you, God? If I ascend up into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wing in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You can't hide from God. Neither can you hide what you feel. So since that's true, why not take it to God? Where do we take our feelings? So again, how to manage your emotions. Remember, never hide your feelings from God.